You're listening to Bigfoot Live, starring Thomas Gardy, the world's most respected authority on the phenomena known as Bigfoot. Sit back and relax as we take you on a journey into the world of the unknown. Believer or skeptic, man or woman, you will be mesmerized by real people telling real descriptions about real encounters. Fasten your seatbelts, America. It's reality radio at its finest, and it starts now.
In 1967, my whole life changed. I went to the libraries to find out all I could find out about Bigfoot. We went out to prove that this creature exists.
I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator. You see something big like that, you figure, well, maybe it'll come charging.
There were these prints up in Boston.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized there was something special and probably Sasquatch.
Yes. Bigfoot lives.
We're looking at something that's probably over 500 pounds.
We would hear screams, like break in day. We'd hear these siren-type screams.
But it is
size and everything else. They just were too realistic to be
frozen like a tree.
The hand was freaking
into the woods.
Female.
Bigfoot lives.
Bigfoot lives. It's a movie.
Right now.
At www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
Atlas Wall's what you think I've seen. Something strange, you know. Sasquatch sitting on the side with me, and he was talking to Moxie Joe. Where the party they gon' have? Out in the St. John's walls. Sasquatch doing a brand new dance, and he called it the Bigfoot Stomp.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Marco Bill on the Bigfoot Live broadcast. And folks, it's that time of the week again. It's time for the Wednesday evening Bigfoot Live radio show with our host, Mr. Tom Biscardi. If you'd like to join us in our live discussions during the program, just dial in and join us at 347-996-5877. That's 347-996-5877. Just dial in and wait for the moderator to announce your area code and bring you on to the show. And now, everybody, the man who put the big back into Bigfoot, our host and renowned Bigfoot researcher, Mr. Tom Biscardi. Good evening, Tom. How are you tonight?
Top draw, my man. Top draw. How are you?
Sound like it.
Well, I got to tell you, we're out here in, I was going to say beautiful Texas, but I'm sure they've been having some nice weather out here, but we happen to hit it when it's fog and dreary and... a little rainy, if you know what I mean. As a matter of fact, young blood who's with us here says to me, geez, hey, Tom, doesn't this look like London? I says, well, you know, it kind of does, doesn't it? But I got to tell you something. I'm going to say, give a few shout-outs to our friends out there in the chat room. Axelman, Connie Gilbert, Gerald C., Clover Ann, Leroy Blevins, Mike Hunt, Neil French, The Secret, well, what more can you say about The Secret? You know, he's my big brother. How are you, my man? And so many guests that don't want to be identified, as they say. But nevertheless, they're in our chat room, ladies and gentlemen. This show is coming to you live from Texas. And I got to tell you something. We've been having a grand time out here. Some wonderful people, as usual. And we're going to get into that a little bit later. Just a few shout-outs to people who have been so kind to us that we met along the way getting out here. Lynette Chamberlain. Hi, Lynette. How are you, darling? Girl out there in Oklahoma. She helped us out. I mean, she went 175%, not 100%, ladies and gentlemen, above and beyond to make sure that we didn't get lost. And she gave us her maps and everything else. Lynette, when you do get a chance, give me a call after the show. Love to talk with you. And thank you so much, my darling, for doing what you did for us. The Washita Indians up there on the reservation up in Oklahoma, you guys were off the hook. Here's another one more time when people have excelled, ladies and gentlemen. Didn't know us from Adam. Of course, when we roll with our wrapped trailer. and everybody and its brother going down the freeway, stopping at a gas station, or wherever we may go. They're taking pictures, stopping us, telling us stories about Bigfoot, yada, yada, yada. A special, special big shout out to my cheerleaders, my girls of SFBI. They know who they are, but I'm going to let them in case, let the world know who they are in case they don't know who they are tonight. Oh, Becky, Bo, Connie, Leslie, and Gigi, you girls are the ones that champion behind what we do, and you mean an awful lot to me and my boys. And I'll tell you this, Marco, do you have a little toot for our girls out there?
You better believe it. Here it goes.
That's a special toot for my cheerleaders. And girls, you know who you are, and I love yous all from the bottom of my heart. And we couldn't do what we do if it wasn't for people like you. And that's a rhyme, if you didn't know it. And by the way, Chuck Creel down there in Alabama, Chuck, your partner, I'm so sorry to hear that you had a little problems down there. But you know what? Keep up the faith, and there's always the next time. And you know what? Thing about it is it's coming to you. Have no doubt about it. Well, you know, I'll tell you, Marco, it's been an exciting trip out here. I mean, we've been on the road now. The boys have been on the road a lot longer than I have up there in Arizona, as you know. And we just keep on keeping it on. And the weather is starting to change, ladies and gentlemen. We went from triple digits down to the mid-30s. And the thing about it is, it's we know it's changing. We're feeling the weather. We're feeling it in our bones. And we know that the creatures are on the move. So the key to it is that you've got to have all the senses bright and bushy-tailed, because we got to be there to make sure that our quest is fulfilled. You know what? We got a great show planned for you, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, without a doubt, this Lori Ledger, she's from Mississippi. This woman is off the hook. We got her here tonight. We have Lori with us. We were fortunate enough. She's so busy and with all her book signing, and she just got a brand new book, okay? And it's pertaining to the kids. And I got to tell you right now, it's off the hook, and we're going to go out to Mississippi and get her on the line. Lori, are you out there, darling?
I'm here, Tom.
How are you, sweetheart?
I'm doing good. Am I talking to Tom or Bill now?
You got the big kahuna. You got Tom.
But you know.
Yeah. Hey, Lori.
Yeah.
What's the name of that book?
The Night Walker.
The Night Walker.
Yeah.
Hear that, ladies and gentlemen? The Night Walker.
Oh.
Wow, I like the name already. Why don't you go in? Don't spare no details, Lori. You go out now and you tell everybody how this whole thing came about and give us a brief synopsis of what this book is.
Well, I've always been fascinated in Bigfoot. I've never seen one, never heard one, but I believe he's out there. I believe anything's possible. We know God's there and we can't see him. So I was reading one night. I've been wanting to write forever, and I got to reading about the Hoopa Indians and the legends that they believe about Bigfoot, and they call him Oma, and that's in the Hoopa Valley in California. And I just got to reading the legends on them, and it just fascinated me. So I put everything I learned about them into a fiction novel. So the book itself is fiction, but everything about Bigfoot and the legends of the Hoopa Indian are all true. And they believe him to be a shapeshifter. So my book is a young mom here in Mississippi. She's single, raising two kids, an abusive boyfriend. And after he beats her real bad, she gets on a bus to see where she goes. She ends up in California, in this Indian reservation. And while she's there, she starts learning the Indian legends. And I'm trying to think of how to tell you without messing up any good parts. There's a lot of murder. There's sex. There's romance. There's kidnapping. The BFRO actually gave me permission to use them in the book as well. So I have them in there as some of the heroes. And my Bigfoot's not a bad Bigfoot, because I really don't believe Bigfoot's the creature that goes peeking in the windows and killing the livestock. I just don't see that. My Bigfoot is a shapeshifter in the book. but he's also a protector of the mountains there, the Indians there, people he cares for. It's a real good book. I actually have more men readers than I do women. But it's not for small children. It's definitely a teen and adult book.
Well, I guess so. If you got intrigue, murder, sex, and all the other 9,000 things in there. But I got to tell you something. You're talking on a story that I know very well. As a matter of fact, Jabba Bob, he had the Bigfoot Deli up there in Happy Camp, and the Hoopa Indians was no more than 30 miles, 35 miles from him.
I have Happy Camp in the book as well. I do.
That's right. Well, I'll tell you this straight up, Lori. We met with a lot of the Hoopa Indians, and, you know, you have some validity in there, believe it or not. So I'm going to tell you straight up that there's more than just shapeshifters that you say that they believe in.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of sightings up there, especially when we were out there. As a matter of fact, we have Jabba Bob here with us. Jabba, say hello to Lori.
Hi, Lori. This is Jabba Bob. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
The Hoopa up there used the name Huma for this creature, and I noticed you had that in your book.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I fell in love with the legends there. I really did. I want to go there.
You know, one of the things that got me more interested in this thing than after I met Tom Biscardi was I was asking some of the Karuk Indians, which are the just downriver from the Hoopa.
Yeah.
About do they have a name for this creature? And the high school kids there told me Kuduwan. Kuduwan and Karuk mean spirit of the forest, which was not too descriptive. But when I had some of the elders in and I asked them, they gave me a totally different name. And I said, do you believe that this creature exists? And this man looked me square in the eye. He just leaned forward, looked me square in the eye, and he said, what is wrong with you white people? And that's one of the things that convinced me I need to pay more attention. And here I am now. It's almost 5 years later. I've been working with Tom Biscardi ever since then, and now I know what's out there.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I love their legends there, and it just intrigued me so much that I wanted to write about it. But like I said, my book's fiction, everything except about the Indians, their legends, their beliefs. All of that is what I learned from, you know, reading about them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
there's a lot of mysterious things going up there with those in the native verbal histories there. I still have a home up there, and I still have a lot of good friends in that area.
Well, I've tried to contact online somebody from there because I would like to send a couple books, like, to their library there or something, but I can't ever find a working email. So if you find somebody over there, give them my email so I can get some information and send them some books.
Will you send me an email at jabbabob.inbox.com?
Okay, I sure will.
jabbabob@inbox.com.
Okay.
And I'll hook you up.
All right. Sounds great.
Okay. Listen, Lori, I want your personal point of view here. Now, you've been intrigued with Bigfoot ever since you were a kid?
Yeah. When I was a small child, well, I was about 12 years old, I believed that I had seen one, me and my older cousin. She was about 19. The police were called in, everything, and they all said it was a hoax, so... nothing ever came of it, but ever since then, I've been hooked on Bigfoot. So I just love the documentaries, anything I can find. I just actually yesterday got a new DVD from A&E on eBay that I've got. I haven't even watched that one yet. But
well, darling, let me tell you this. You know, you don't need to see anything else but ours. Go out and get Bigfoot Lives, and that'll answer all the questions you ever had. And you'll see the real deal in action, all of us.
I was looking at that actually on the website today. I was going to send an email to ask you, do you take PayPal?
Oh, yeah, we take it all. We take it all. But you know what? You need to see, and you can ask anybody. I mean, it's being hailed as the top, the most informative Bigfoot documentary in the world today. you know, you see all these other things and hear about them that's in somebody's backyard and what have you. I think there's seven states encompassed there. And you hear the real stories from the people themselves. You're not hearing bullshit here. You're hearing the real deal story from eyewitnesses themselves and the whole nine yards. But I'm intrigued about your book. And it's not about me or our movie. It's about your book, The Night Walker. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you something out there right now. Jabba Bob took a look at this while we were driving our many, many 30 hours down the road. And he's sitting there telling me, he's reading it to me, and it's intriguing as hell because you know what? It takes you out of the box. It takes you to another level, to another dimension here. And this is what we all need now and then. I recommend this. I highly recommend Lori's book, The Night Walker. Where can my audience get that?
They can go to Amazon.com and buy it. Just type in the name, The Night Walker, or put my name, the author name, Lori A. Legere, and it'll take them right to it. Or to my website, they can buy it, either way.
Well, what's your website, honey? Tell them.
LoriLegere.angelfire.com with a slash at the end. And as soon as I find out you've ordered it, I'll get it straight out that day to you. I actually sent yours out to you today, Tom.
Did you sign it?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Well, then that goes in the museum, girlfriend. We're going to put that in the museum. Hey, Marco, are you there?
Sam?
Marco, why don't you let's help Lori out a little bit.
I got all the info. I'm going to put it on the website after the show.
Yeah, put it on. I got a little soft touch for her right now because I want to I want to make her something big, okay?
We're going to put a little marquee and everything else up there.
Fantastic. Lori, God bless you, honey. Thank you so much for joining us. We know that you're so busy with your book signings all over the country, people wanting you, and you made time to be on the Bigfoot Live radio show. God bless you so much. And
thank
you know what?
Just you so much, Tom.
You're welcome, darling. Just mute yourself out and listen to the show because you're going to be hearing some good stuff. Maybe you'll use us in your next book.
I was just thinking about that.
Good, honey. Good. I'll tell you what. Call me after the show. And I'll give you something for a book that'll be a bestseller, guaranteed.
All right.
Take it to the bank. God
bless you. I will do it.
Okay, honey. Thank you. Be well.
Thank you. Bye.
Uh-huh. Ladies and gentlemen, we just had Lori Legere. Wow, you got to go out and get that book. It's called The Night Walker. She's outside the box, and that's the reason why I had her on. Let's give her a little hand and sell some books for her. Let's buy them, and you'll see it. Put it in your library, ladies and gentlemen. I think you're really going to like it. Without any further ado, let's get right out here to Paris, outside to Lamar Point. And we're going to get there to talk to the woman. I'll tell you what, she's kind of a martyr, ladies and gentlemen. She's my kind of a gal. It's Donna Shelton out there at Lamar Point. She just started something out there that ain't quitting. Just, this woman is a ball of fire. And when I tell you that, she is. She's intriguing. She's intelligent. When she walks, the earth moves. Let's get her on the phone. All the way out here to Lamar Point, outside of Paris, Texas. Ladies and gentlemen, without any further ado, Donna Shelton. Donna, you with me, Donna?
With you, Tom. How are you doing this evening?
Well, if I felt any better, I'd have to see a doctor, darling. And first of all, let me tell you, off from the top, my sweetheart, me and the gang want to thank you for your wonderful hospitality. Those Bigfoot burgers are off the hook. I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this is the proprietor of the Country Cupboard, and they're both KK, all right? Country with a K and Cupboard with a K. She's out there in Lamar Point, outside of Paris, Texas. She started something, and it's spreading like wildfire. She's got, it's called the Lamar Point Festival, and the theme is called Searching for Bigfoot, our name, okay? And you go into her place. You see all of our memorabilia on the walls. You see she sells all of our T-shirts, hats, belt buckles, cups, movies, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. She's noted for her Bigfoot burger. She's got this big festival coming up the 6th, 7th, and 8th of November, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. It's around the corner within the next 3 weeks. The 6th, 7th, and 8th. It's called the Lamar Point Festival, Searching for Bigfoot. This is the area, ladies and gentlemen, Clay's Bluff. This is the area that Sanders Creek, Lamar Point, okay? All the area where we had our luck, our success. It's in, those of you who've seen our movie, you've seen it out there, okay? You've seen everybody who was out there and saw the track, saw the creature. Well, she's got the information center now. The Bigfoot Information Center is at her place, the country covered. Without any further ado, you talk about it. Give us, what's the story behind the story about this whole thing, how it came about? And since you were the creator, tell us everything. Don't leave nothing out, Donna.
Well, we decided to have a festival, and researching all of the memorabilia with Bigfoot, and this was a perfect theme to build on, because the people in Lamar Point and Paris, Texas, are very interested. We have a lot of Bigfoot hunters in the area that stop in the store, and so this is why we did the takeoff. And I moved to Paris, Texas, just a few months ago, and purchased this business. My husband and I, and it's growing very rapidly because of the interest in Bigfoot. So we decided to do our whole store around Bigfoot.
Oh, by the way, with Donna, wait a minute. Let me tell my listeners out there. So, I as you get older, you get a brain for it now and then. Well,
understand.
I want to tell everybody, we gave a little presentation last night at her place. It was standing room only. No advertisement, just word of mouth, ladies and gentlemen. Standing room only.
Within just a few hours.
Oh, yeah, it was incredible, okay? And we were there for 4 hours, and these people were incredible. All stopped by to tell their stories, to tell their experiences, and I'll tell you what, it's going on now. The resident creatures up that, in that area, they're back and they're being experienced by the people who live in the area. That's why I take my hat off to this woman, because here's a true, real Bigfoot Information Center right there in Lamar Point.
And I also have Gene here with me, and Angie, and Scotty, along with Jim. And, of course, we're making more preparations for the Bigfoot. You want to say hi to Gene?
Yes, let me say hello to Gene. Gene, how are you?
How are you, Tom?
Hey, Gene, fantastic. And thank you so much for being there with us last night and doing what you did. And what you guys are accomplishing now is just so incredible. It just blows my mind. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, Gene and Bobby, and I guess as Angie and Scott, also involved as the chair people of this festival, Dean?
We are, Tom. Yeah, with Donna is our chair lady here, and she's done a marvelous job at it. All the residents out here at the Lamar Point area, we just kind of jumped in. We seen them. We really liked them. We love these people, and we jumped in, took off, helping build their business and everything out here. Like you say, that we've got lots of your stuff on display here. People can come in, purchase it if they want to. You know, we're setting up this first Lamar Point Bigfoot Festival here. The theme of it is Searching for Bigfoot for November 6th, 7th, 8th. And, you know, we're just asking anybody that wants to come in, come on in. If you're a vendor of any sort, just come on in, come on up, and enjoy some fun with us. We're going to have people, the reason that we're doing this is for our volunteer fire department for medical equipment and stuff. We're going to have a helicopter coming in from Livestar on Saturday the 7th from 3 to 6 p.m. We're going to have medics on board. We're going to have medical equipment and stuff that's going to be displayed. We're going to have vendors, food vendors, craft vendors, car show, Riders for Christ. We're going to try to make this a real big deal and hope it keeps growing and just keep the theme in it as, you know, with Bigfoot in mind.
Wow, that is so incredible, Gene. I got to tell my listeners out there, we're there, we're out here, but you got to come out here and experience yourself, okay? If you want a place that's probably the biggest secret in the world, and to get away from the metropolitan cities, come out to Lamar Point, and you'll think that you've gone back in time, because here's where people don't lock their doors anymore. These are people who are down-home folk. These are people that open their hearts to you. The hospitality is incredible. When if you leave your home and enter their doors, you just went to an extension of your family. Trust me. And that's how me and my crew felt, Gene, if you're still on the phone. And I want to thank you also for the hospitality that was extended last night and the night before.
You bet. You man, you know, you showed us something last night that was really astounding and everything. And it's just, you know, people have been in and out of the store all day today, and they've talked about what they've seen last night. And you just have something going on right there that nobody else in the world has done. If anybody else, you know, was to ever come up with this, I still don't believe it'd be as good as what you've got right there. And, I, you know, it's just whatever people think, I think you got something to change their whole mind, their whole outlook on things.
Gene, that's a downright compliment, and I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Anything that me and my boys can do to enhance or further your achievements out there, you know I'm as close as the phone, okay?
You bet. Bob, we want to thank you for coming out and everything, and I'm going to give you back to Donna. Like I said, you know, this is going to go on November 6th, 7th, and 8th. Just anybody wants to come by, just come right on by, and we're going to kick your shoes off, some live music all 3 days, and have lots of fun.
Hey, thanks so much. And by the way, we've gotten I've gotten about 7 calls already, and a bunch of people are going to show up that are out in that area. As far down as, believe it or not, is Dallas, and they're coming down because they heard we were there. So I wish you all the luck in the world, and hope next spring when you have your other ones, we've already jotted our dates down, and we're going to be out there for you and help you every way we can.
All right, Tom, we really appreciate you, and I'll give you right back to Donna.
Thanks again, partner.
Hey, Tom, I'm back.
Hey.
We would like everybody. Are you there, Tom?
Yeah, I'm here, honey.
Okay.
I got to tell you, it's just been incredible, just totally incredible, off the hook. Like I told everyone about the hospitality, the stories and everything that goes along with it, that the people just come out and share their lives with us. And I can't wait till the weather breaks that we can all get out there and search together. And I wish you all the success in the world. Like I told Gino that we're as close as your phone, and anything that we can do to help and further your cause, we're there for you.
Well, we appreciate you. We definitely enjoyed the visit, and like Gene said, what we saw last night was absolutely incredible. And
thank you, honey. It means a lot to me and the boys, believe me.
Talking.
Not many people have seen what you saw.
Exactly. And it does open your eyes, and it opens your mind. And we thank you very much for sharing that with us.
You got it, kiddo. Listen, you take care. Say hello to Jimmy. Say hello to Curtis. Say hello to Angie, Scotty, and all the people out there. They were just so beautiful to us.
Definitely will, Tom.
Okay, and the boys said they send their love, okay?
Tell Java Bob I want a hug.
Okay, I'll tell Java Bob you want a hug, honey. Don't worry about it. You be well, take care, okay?
Right, you too, Tom.
Bye-bye, hon.
Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Donna Shelton out there and outside of Paris. I got to tell you, them people are just so incredible. They got this festival going off, and it's all an offshoot of what we've done. We got our start there. Get there. Go there. See it. Be a part of it. You may be a part of history. You never know. The creatures are all around that area. I'll tell you what, Marco, it's been sensational. You have no idea the warmth, the opening arms of the people, because, you know, it's been a long time since I've been on the road with the boys.
Oh, yeah.
And you have no idea the opening of their arms and accepting the acceptance of us. It's just incredible. It's just gone to another level, if you know what I'm talking about.
You can feel it when you're listening.
Yeah, believe me. You know, well, you know, without any further ado now, what we're going to do is turn the show over to the boys.
I got to say one thing here. Java Bob and... somebody, Java, when you were on the last time, you're either close to somebody with another phone that's tied in, or it's getting feed over on another phone. You just need to separate yourself from the other phone.
Go down there, because he said it's feeding in.
How about now?
Well, I got him unmuted now. So, and you want you also want Alex on too?
Yeah, sure.
Well, we're waiting for Alex. I want to share that we were out there and we had people sharing stories with us at the country kitchen. Things like full-blown daylight sightings walking distance from this place. Just amazing stuff. You know, this area that we have told everybody time and time again is probably one of the hottest areas in the country, is still one of the hottest areas of the country. Just amazing stuff, Marco.
Wow.
So did you find Alex out there?
Yeah, he's on. Go ahead, Alex.
I'm here. How you doing, guys?
Hey, how you doing, bud?
Not bad. Just spent almost a week with you. It was a great time.
Yeah, let me explain to everybody that Alex came out and met us in Arizona while we were there. We're still there. We still have a presence there. We have people there. What's going on is they told us that the sightings they've had have happened in there. They have a particular weather pattern where you get a snow, and it warms up for a week or two, and then winter comes in. And in that week or two between the first snow and when the full-blown winter comes in is when these creatures in that area have been most active. And so we're going to have to head back there very shortly to be in place for when the change in the weather happens. So in the meantime, we got this call out here in Paris, and we headed on out and trying to take advantage of this time. It's only about a 19-hour drive, so for us that's nothing. We just jump in the truck and go. So that's what got us out here. But go ahead, Alex. Tell them what you experienced while you were out there.
Well, we had a great week. We hiked around the property and throughout the valley over two peaks and through two canyons. We found a couple of questionable footprints. It's really hard to tell there with the footprints because of the rocks. The ground is very, very rocky, lots of shale, probably a wonderland for Chief Leonard Dan. But we found two possible footprints. We took a photo of one, and really, because of the rocks, you almost can't tell it's there in the photo. We saw some promising caves, probably six or seven, and that was Rob, myself, and Larry Jenkins, the owner, went for that long hike. And of course, we also hiked in the direction where he had his incident, where he was sleeping in the cabin that we slept in. And he heard something loud approach from his right, which would be the west. And he heard it walk right up to the cabin and stand right outside the cabin. We hiked around that area pretty extensively, only on his property, though. We haven't yet made it into the Navajo reservation. And I think, you know, next time I'm there, that's probably where I'll try to get Larry to take us. He'll be back much sooner than I am, I'm sure.
Alex, this is Rob Youngblood. I just wanted to get, you know, to our listeners out there, in your own words, would you describe the terrain and the living conditions up there?
The living conditions?
Yeah.
Well,
yes, just explain to everybody, you know, in your own words, what it's like out there, the terrain and just the, in general, the living conditions, you know, about how we're going without, you know, everything out there is pretty much, you know, cut and dry situation. No running water, no electricity, you know, and everybody's heard my take on it, and I just think, you know, it'd be nice for them to get a second opinion from you, you know, to your words to describe what you think about the area.
Well, there's no running water, as you said. The nearest town to really get any large quantities of water is Williams, about 40 miles away, right? That was a whole day adventure for me and you. The closest town, of course, we're in Ash Fork, but the closest town is Seligman, because we're about, as the crow flies, maybe 20 miles, but to actually do it, probably more like 30, 35 miles to get back to Ash Fork proper. And, of course, both of those are little postage stamps of towns. No electricity. Run the generator once a day for an hour or two to charge things up. And, of course, Java Bob moving all around the camp with his solar power, charging, you know, individual things at a time. Java Bob really is an engineer because he'll get everything going. You mentioned something. Next thing you know, he's building it. He's kind of a riot.
Yes, Java Bob is very intuitive when it comes to figuring out electrical problems. That is for sure. That's why we keep him around, I guess you could say, because he is very useful. But getting back to the area, though, tell them the hiking conditions as far as what it is like to go on a 10 to 12 mile hike out through this area.
Well, you're a lot younger than me, but I kept up with you. But Larry's property lays between basically two peaks. You know, there's small rolling peaks, but the ground itself is all rocky. Big, large rocks, shale. It's a very, very rocky terrain. A lot of up and downs just to get up the hill. A lot of up and downs to get down the hill. We hiked over two of these peaks into basically the third canyon away. We skipped the first one, hiked into the last one. We hiked probably 2 to 3 miles in that direction south towards Seligman, and then probably 6-7 miles back east. We met up with Larry's Road, and we won't say what that is, but we met up with Larry's Road, and then we walked the road probably a mile or two back, a good 2 miles. And I'll tell you what, I don't know about you, but when we hit that road, I was pretty thankful because that terrain is just brutal. There's small juniper trees, there's pine trees, there's lots of cactus. So it's a combination of high desert and mountainous terrain, and it's a very rocky terrain. The ground is real hard. And there's a lot of clay in the ground, too, because you can see the red color to it. So if it wasn't for the fact that we had these canyons right there, you wouldn't think it was your normal Bigfoot property. But it's probably a highway where they go through from one area to another. It has water. It has runoff in the days when there's snow. And it's up, you know, over 6,000 feet, so it does get snow pretty early in the season. People don't realize in Arizona that in the mountainous areas you have the four seasons and in some cases a pretty brutal winter. So, you know, it's somewhat high plains and somewhat rocky, treacherous terrain. We found tarantula dens. We found, you know, areas where something had been living in the caves. And the biggest, scariest thing of all is we all know there's huge, large mountain lions, and we may have even had a sighting. I saw something looking at you and Larry. I can't say for sure it was a mountain lion. It could have been a coyote, but I saw the head up on the peak of Larry's canyon looking at you guys as you rounded the corner. It backed up, looked like it was going to go look at you from the other side. We never saw it again. But,
Alex, this is Java Bob. You know, we're talking about this area and just how remote it is and whatnot. To give people an idea of how remote it is, deer season opened up there last week, and we've not seen a single hunter. They don't go that far in. And hunters are pretty intrepid, you know. They go where the game is, and they haven't got that far in yet. So give you an idea just how remote this area is. And the game warden warned us about a mountain lion up there that's over 300 pounds. They said between 325 and 350 pounds, probably the biggest one they've ever even heard of, and to be very careful about it. So, yeah, there's big cats up there. There's bears up there. We had a bear come. You know that old saying, is a bear poop in the woods? Well, I know it poops about 4 feet away from our front door, from the stairs up onto the patio area there, because we got up in the morning and there it was, so... yeah, it's a pretty remote area. So, You should be pretty well used to that, though, Alex. Alex, tell us a little bit about what you do just on the other side of the ridge there.
Well, we search extensively just you know, southeast of there in the Sierra and Shea. Some good reports coming out of there for the same time that I was with you, so that's kind of cool. And, of course, it gets more active in that area, too, in the fall and the spring. The area that we go is trapped by two taller peaks. The Aztec peak's probably 7,600 feet high, and the area that we use as base camp most of the time is at about the 6,200-foot level. So we'll, during the day, go up to the 7,600-foot reaches and explore some of the abandoned ranches and, you know, a couple of still functioning ranches that are used as hunting cabins. And we'll patrol around their properties, around the area near the Sarah and Chea Peak, Aztec Peak. And
well, you know, Alex, I love the name of that area. Would you be at liberty to share the name of that area with these people?
Well, you know, the cat's out of the bag, so we've been in there for 2 years. It's pretty busy in that area. The local Bigfoot researchers are up there every week, just about between the three, four groups. There's someone up there, and we hang. We have most of the activity in the Workman's area, and then down below is the Rose Creek area. And this year, a lot of reports coming out of the Reynolds and Hadley's Creek area, which is just north of there. So it's basically near Young, Arizona, and it's beautiful. People don't realize, because of the way it's trapped between these two peaks, it's very tropical and very mild throughout the year. You will get a winter, but it has a very mild summer and extraordinarily high rainfall for Arizona.
Is the area pronounced Mogollon?
That's the Mogollon Rim. And we're just south of the Mogollon Rim in this area. The Mogollon Rim is basically part of the Mogollon Plateau. Runs from New Mexico and even a little beyond the center of New Mexico, deep into Arizona, all the way past Flagstaff. And it's basically, in most places, it's a 1,500-foot cliff. And what it is, it's where two tectonic plates have come together and are riding against each other, and they call that the rim. When you drive the 260, that's Highway 260, in towards the White Mountain Apache Reservation from Flagstaff, there are points where you'll literally have the rim right to your left, and you'll have a rock face that's, you know, 1,000 to 1,500 feet high. It's one of the coolest structures in the world.
Now, people need to understand, you know, in our movie, Bigfoot Lives, we have a section there where we were at the White River, White Mountain Apache Nation, and their police department opened up their evidence room and showed us some of the prints they had and let us listen to some of the 911 reports of the creatures coming in there. This area is on the other side of that same rim that Alex is talking about, to where we are right now, to the place in Arizona we are now. This is all interconnected. So we know that this is a hot area. We've checked these things before and been there before, and now we're expanding our search area and real excited about this spot because of the physical evidence that we found. You can see that on the web. If you go on the front page, you'll see where it shows the pictures. Click on the pictures. It'll take you to where we are in Seligman. And if you click on below that, there's a link that'll take you to tell you about the nail that we found and what the DNA results were on this. Just amazing stuff. So we know that there's at least one creature up there. I would imagine there's probably more like 10 or 15 from the number of reports we've gotten. But this is a productive area, and that's why we're there. We want to be able to share everything we do with our audience. So check out the website, And stay tuned, because there's a lot of exciting stuff coming out of there. We're up there for the duration. We want to bring undeniable proof home with us. So that's what we're all about.
You know, Bob, this is Tom and Alex. I want to interject, if I may, please. Excuse me. Ladies and gentlemen, my audience out there, I want you to understand something that's going on right now. There are 4 other Bigfoot groups all in Arizona, and we're all working together in harmony. This is the thing that's blowing my mind. All of these Bigfoot researchers out there saying that, you know, that they're all separate and they're doing their own thing and everything else. Here we're coming in from another state. We were called in, and we're getting assistance from the locals. We're getting assistance from the people out of Phoenix, and with open arms, I might add, okay? These people are working along in conjunction and alongside of us, okay? And it's such a beautiful thing. And, Alex, I want to thank you for that, because you were one of the main champions behind us that opened the doors for us. And when these people got to know us, my God, they're right there for us in anything that we need and want to do. And I applaud you, son. I really do.
Thank you, Tom. You know, I think the best of you. So you mean the world to me, and that's why I always want to get out with you every chance I can. And, you know, I just try to be polite and professional.
And it paid off for all of us, okay? Because, you know, we're in Area 10, you guys are in Area 11, and they're right next to each other. I mean, let's be real, okay? They're both large territories, and we know that these creatures are hip-hopping back and forth to all the different areas. And we're all working together. And that harmonious situation right now means so much in the Bigfoot world. It's a shame that, and any of you other Bigfoot people out there, and by the way, I want to say hello to Jan and his buddy down there in the South, down in the Georgia, Alabama area. Thanks for opening up the communications back with us, Jan. And after you found out the truth, welcome home, I might add. But here's another situation, ladies and gentlemen. There can be harmony amongst all the Bigfoot groups if they open their doors, open their hearts, and open their arms, and most of all, don't talk and listen, okay? And they'll find out that there is an abundance of good people out there who want to help, who want to get ahead, and who want to get to the bottom of this mystery. And I don't want to beat a dead horse, Alex. But when you talk to Mitch, when you talk to AP, when you talk to Mary, and, of course, to yourself and the other guys that I haven't mentioned, tell them I take my hat off to them. And me and my boys adore what they're doing, okay? Okay. Listen, I think we have...
Tom, would you like to say hi to some of our family members? Bruce Schilt, Chuck Creel, Father Ray...
Are they all on the line?
Well, I got them on different lines.
Let's go up north.
Would you like to go to Bruce?
Yes, my brother Bruce.
Brother Bruce, you're on Bigfoot Live with Tom. Go ahead, buddy.
Hello, Tom. How are you? Good to hear
brother
from
Bruce.
You.
Oh, well, listen, it's always good to hear from you and the family up there. Please forgive us. We've been on the road now for a long time, and we've dug in. Bruce, we're not coming back unless we come back with this thing now. That's how sure we are it's up in this area. Some intriguing evidence right now, and I wish you were here with us. I really do, especially now at this time of the year, because, you know, we normally come up by you when the first fall comes with the snow. How are things, by the way, up there?
Oh, it's good. We're down below zero there for a long time, about 3 or 4 days. Everything froze up.
Wow.
Leaves on the trees, just froze on the trees. It warmed up today, though, up to 40.
Oh, wow. Put off the flag. You got it up to 40 today, huh?
Yeah.
Any sightings, anything moving out there?
Yes. Me and Donna were up in the side where what's his name, took that picture, that Beaudry, Tony?
Yeah, Tony, yeah.
We were up in that area getting firewood, and we got a good smell of this Bigfoot. We never did get a sighting. We looked for him, but didn't get a sighting. There's no bears or nothing up there, so I'm sure it was a Bigfoot. I never did smell a smell like that before.
And wow. Anybody else seeing any movement up there?
Not lately. I haven't heard any stories, but I know, you know, we're talking about the Bigfoot family that lived behind his house there. I know exactly where it is, and if you guys ever come up here, we're going to go up there. And he said there's a cave that the Bigfoot dug. He went in it himself, and his dad gave him hell for leaving him, but he knows exactly where that is, and he wants to take us back up in there. That's where all the activity is. That's back where they live. Nobody ever goes back in there.
My God, wow, that's incredible. That's incredible. Listen, we only got about 7 minutes left. Do me a favor, kiss the kids, say hello to all of our extended family up there in Montana. I'm going to try to get there. I've got people mad at me all over the country that I haven't been able to get out to. But at the same point in time, I'm going to try to get out there, even if I just fly up for a day or two just to say hi and bye. But I got to get up. I got to get up to Washington. I got to get to Montana. I got to get to New York. I got to get to Minnesota. I got to get to Florida. There's only one of me. The team is they're so encumbered right now. But please forgive me, and we will be there. See you soon. Okay.
Okay, Tom. God bless you, and we understand. You're a busy man. You got important things to do. So
Take it to the bank. Take it to the bank. I will see you guys before the year is out. God bless you, and kiss the kids for me. Thank you so much, okay?
Thank you, Tom. Means
okay,
a lot.
Brother. Okay,
bye.
Thanks again. Hey, Marco, let's talk to Chuck Creel.
Oh, you got it. Hey, Chuck, you're on Bigfoot Live with Tom Biscardi. Go ahead, buddy. Chuck Creel. Chuck. Chuck Creel. Hey, Chuck.
Okay,
I'm in the delay listening to, so we'll go to Father Ray.
Yeah.
Father Ray, you're on Bigfoot Live. How you doing?
Okay, Fred Telomio, come over.
How are you, Father Ray? Ladies and gentlemen, I
got to
tell you something. Yeah, this is Father Ray. He's out in Grants, New Mexico. He's on a retreat, but on our way from Phoenix or Seligman to Texas, we stopped to see him. And when we were there, we saw him at 1 o'clock in the morning. And I got to tell you, it was incredible, just totally incredible. It was like at 1 o'clock in the morning. We got him up out of bed. We went and had a breakfast together. It was wonderful. And we spent some quality time together, didn't we?
We'll do it again soon.
Okay. Did we lose Father Ray, too?
No, huh?
Nope, you still got me. I'm still here.
Okay.
And we'll do it again real soon.
Okay. Thanks, Father Ray. Hey, listen, ladies and gentlemen, Father Ray has been praying to the big guy in the sky for us, and he feels, he made a revelation to me today, and he figures within 60 days we'll have one of these Bigfoots. Is that correct, Father Ray?
Yes. Yes, okay. You will have a Bigfoot in 60 days.
Boy, I got to tell you, that's bold, Father Ray, and I'll tell you what, coming from you, you're one of the big guys in the sky's right arms, and I wouldn't mess with your theory or your predictions. Hey, listen, I want to thank you very much. Yeah, and God bless you too, okay?
God bless you. Ciao.
Ciao. All right, Marshall, who else do we got?
Well, Chuck just hung up, so.
Chuck, okay. Okay, how much time do we have? Because I don't have a watch.
Oh, okay. We got about 4 minutes.
4 minutes. Okay, fantastic. I think Bo Cephas here wants to say a few words. Youngblood, our newest addition, and I'll tell you what, we're lucky to have him.
Hi, guys. This is Rob Price. Tom started calling me Youngblood. I guess it's going to stick. I don't know where that actually came from, other than I guess he's poking fun at my age. But, you know, we do the best we can. You know, it's kind of hard sometimes to live up to Tom's praise, because he can raise you up pretty high on a pedestal. And I tell you what, you mess up and he lets you know, he'll knock the pedestal right back out from under you. But, you know, he's a great guy, great judge of character. And, you know, when Tom tells you guys that we're there for the duration, I don't know how many people take that quite literally and know exactly, you know, how much weight that actually carries. But I've only known the man for about 7 months now, and let me tell you something. When he tells you something, you can take it to the bank.
Hey, thanks, Youngblood. That's an astute observation coming from you, and I'll tell you what. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to that name, okay? Because he's going to be coming a part of our organization real soon. And when I say that, I'm talking about one of the key people. He's part of us now, but I'm talking about this man's paying his dues, and it's really happening, and I'm very, very proud to have him along with us. Chuck, if you're out there, I would love to talk to you. As you know, ladies and gentlemen, he had a big expedition planned. It was on my birthday of the 9th, and he ran into some difficulties, as we all do now and then. And don't worry about it. Don't get bummed, pissed about it, just because, hey, there's another one down the road, and there's other good people out there that want to be with you and help you, and us being one of those groups, too. We're going to have to head off, Marco, but thank you for all the assistance. And next
right
week
on.
We'll have another great show.
So give us the ending shout there, Tom.
Okay. All right. From here, there, and everywhere. Till next time, America. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Good night.
1967. My whole life changed. I went to the libraries. Find out all I could find out about Bigfoot. We went out to prove that this creature exists.
I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator. You see something big like that, you figure, well, maybe it'll come charging.
There were these prints up and down.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized there was something special and probably Sasquatch.
Yes, Bigfoot lives.
We're looking at something that's probably over 500 pounds.
We would hear screams. Break in day, we'd hear these siren-type screams.
But it is
and everything else, they just were too realistic.
And they're
to be
frozen like a tree.
Somebody's manufactured.
The hand was freaking
out. Into the woods.
Female.
Big what creature lives.
Bigfoot lives. It's a movie.
Right now.
At
www.
searchingforbigfoot.com.
Well, folks, once again, it's time to say so long. We'd like to thank Mr. Tom Biscardi and his guests, Java Bob and the Bigfoot team for joining us, and we'd especially like to thank you, our listeners, for tuning in. This is Marco Bill saying see you next Wednesday evening for some more Bigfoot Live radio show entertainment with Mr. Tom Biscardi and his team. And until then, keep the Bigfoot live and keep Bigfooting. See you next week.
Three men with a gold and a pack that they'd hold and a promise till the day that they die. Answers to the questions no one's found before. Driving determination, the only key they had to unlock the door. Monsters, myths, and mysteries, legend, tales, and facts. What brought them together?